Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. Just to remind you that we're still covering the speech of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama in the Islamic Center in Baltimore, Maryland. And that was the second source of knowledge for Professor Todd Green. And without further ado, let us continue to listen to what other facts Mr. Barack Hussein Obama taught his audience, which sadly Professor Todd Green is repeating to his audience.
Well, here's another fact. Islam has always been part of America. Starting in colonial times, many of the slaves brought here from Africa were Muslim. And even in their bondage, some kept their faith alive. A few even won their freedom and became known to many Americans. And when enshrining the freedom of religion in our Constitution and our Bill of Rights, our founders meant what they said when they said it applied to all religions.
Now we ask a question. Is it true that Islam has always been part of America? Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is telling us many of the slaves brought here from Africa were Muslims. What is many? And how many slaves came to America from Africa? We covered this topic in depth in our study, Slavery in Islam. But for now, let me share with you some facts. Only 3.6% of the total number of Africans who were transported to the New World, around 388,000, came to America. But the rest of the slaves who came from Africa were actually sent to South America. The total of the slaves who came from Africa from the West Coast was around 10%, while 80 to 90% of slaves were taken out of Africa through the Sahara from the east side of Africa by the Muslims. So the total of the slaves who ended up here in America is only 3.5% of the 10% of slaves who crossed the Atlantic Ocean. That is, when you compare it to the number of slaves who were taken by the Muslims from Africa to the east side of Africa, those who died fighting for the Muslims with the hope to be set free from slavery as Muslims lied to them and promised them. Now, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama will not be talking about these facts. No. He just want to tell his Muslim audience and liberals like Professor Todd Green that many of the slaves who came to America were Muslims. Add to that, if we know from where exactly these slaves were taken from Africa, this will demolish the teachings of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. They came from West Central Africa, which means the majority of them were not Muslims. Now we have to understand that there are three guilty partners in the slave trade. First, pagan African chiefs. Second, Muslim Arabs. Third, the white Europeans. Let me explain to you what I'm talking about here. The people of Europe who gained these slaves by their money did not go to the middle of Africa in the jungles to capture the slaves, but the African chiefs were the ones who were selling their own people. That's why we call them guilty. And obviously, Mr. Obama would never admit that. The second guilty partner was the Muslim Arabs who owned the ships. And those are the ones who carried the slaves from Africa to Europe and to the New World. And those Muslims were also guilty. And Mr. Obama, once again, would never admit that. As for the third guilty partner for the slave trade is the white Europeans and the white Americans. Now, let's talk about these people who came from Central West Africa. They were not Muslims, as Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said. He said, many of them were Muslims. No, my friends, less than 3% of them were Muslims, in name only. Now, how did they become Muslims? Because they studied the Quran in the Arabic language and they believe in it. No, nobody in Africa ever studied the Quran and believed in it after they were convinced that it is a true religion from some God. But as Muslims were invading North Africa, they actually forced the people of Africa to Islam. And they took over 80% of the slaves who left Africa as slaves simply because they are black. And we can talk about that in depth in some other study. So for Mr. Barack Hussein Obama to make us assume that Islam had nothing to do with the slaves who left Africa, that is a lie. But Islam had millions of slaves, and Muslims killed millions of the slaves of Africa, those who were taken from the East Coast. Slavery started in Africa by the Muslims 1400 years ago and still exists today in the Muslim world. And if there was any of these people who were brought to America as slaves were real Muslims, they would have saved themselves from being sold to slavery, because simply all they have to do is speak out loud, say I'm a Muslim, and the Muslim Arab traders would not have sold them as slaves to anyone. My friends, the 3% of Muslim slaves who ended up here in America, once again, they were Muslim in name only. So in simple words, all the Muslims who were sold as slaves were not free Muslim people in Africa, because have they been free, not any Muslim will ever carry a free Muslim man to be sold as a slave to any infidel. Even until today, my friends, many African Muslims do not have a clue what Islam is. You don't have to go to Africa to figure this out. Maybe all what you need to do is just search for Muslims here in America and meet with the Muslims who do not speak Arabic. You will discover that they know nothing about Islam, but they're Muslims. And they're here in America to take over America for Allah, for Islam, without knowing anything about Islam. As for the statement of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama concerning the early founders and the Bill of Rights concerning the freedom of religion that they meant to apply to all religions, trust me, none of the early fathers knew a thing about Islam, because have they known anything about Islam, they would have written in bold statements that Islam is not allowed to be practiced in America, as we have proven this in depth from our study revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law. Because Islam, once again, my friends, does not give people freedom of religion. And any cult who does not allow people to have freedom of religion should never be practiced here in America. What happened if Muslims leave Islam? They will be killed. Says who? Says Allah in the Quran and said Muhammad in the Hadith. Therefore, Muslims cannot practice or enjoy the freedom of religion here in America. And now, let's go back to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, who stated,
Jefferson and John Adams had their own copies of the Quran. Benjamin Franklin wrote that even if the Mufti of Constantinople were to send a missionary to preach to us, he would find a pulpit at his service.
I love it how Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and Mr. Keith Ellison repeat the same lies about Thomas Jefferson. Yes, indeed. Mr. Jefferson and Mr. Adams had a copy of the Quran. But here is a question for Mr. Obama. Why did Mr. Thomas Jefferson require a copy of the Quran? Is it because he was searching for some love and peace and truth in it? Or because he wanted to learn about the Muslim pirates who were kidnapping our ships, those who lived in Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya? I think you got my point, my friends. Mr. Thomas Jefferson studied the Quran to investigate the statement which was given by the Mufti, which declared war on America. He heard that Muslims believe that it is the right to kidnap our ships. It is the right to kidnap our people. Even though at the time Thomas Jefferson was giving $1 million, which is 1/8 of the income of America, to the Muslim people as charity. I know the Muslims were taking it as jizya, tribute tax, but we were actually giving it to them as a foreign aid. And when Mr. Thomas Jefferson read the Quran, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama, he decided to go in war with all these four Muslim countries, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya. That's where we come up with our songs, to the shore of Tripoli. Tripoli is the capital of Libya. And because Mr. Thomas Jefferson read the Quran and understood the problem with Islam, we went to that war. This is the truth about the early presence of America. As for the ignorant leaders who did not speak the truth about how evil Islam is, if it was Benjamin Franklin who would like to prepare a pulpit for some mufti of the Muslim world, or even Bush who lied to the American people about Islam by declaring it to be loving and peaceful, this ignorance will not change the fact that Islam is a savage cult.
The Straightwave Grace Ministry is excited to announce the creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstood Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arises from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. To order these new booklets, please visit thestraightway.org for more information.
Well, now let's go back to Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and a little bit more of his lies.
Muslim Americans, keep us safe. There are our police and our firefighters. They're in Homeland Security, in our intelligence community. They serve honorably in our armed forces, meaning they fight and bleed and die for our freedom. Some rest in Arlington National Cemetery. So, Muslim Americans are some of the most resilient and patriotic Americans you'll ever meet.
Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is telling us that Muslim Americans keep us safe. And then he mentioned those who work as policemen, those who are firefighters, and those who even fight the battles for us overseas. But what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama did not tell his audience, nor will Professor Todd Green ever tell his audience, that Muslims are peaceful and Muslims will keep us safe as long as they do not have the upper hand. For Allah in the Quran states, that is in Quran chapter 47 and verse 35, do not be weak and do not call for peace when you have the upper hand. And Muslims in America today do not have the upper hands. So should we wait until Muslims in America have the upper hand so they will actually show us their true colors? How about the Muslims who fought for us, who betrayed and killed our soldiers, not only overseas in Iraq and in Afghanistan and in Syria, but even here on American soil? Let me remind you of Major Nidal Malik Hassan. Once again, he killed 14 people, that is including a baby, and he wounded 35 more. This is a Muslim who was trained by our tax money to be a doctor. Yes, there are doctors who are healing you today, and they are Muslims. But trust me, when the right time comes, they will be killing you. If not they themselves, their children, or for sure, their grandchildren. Even the last shooting in Pensacola, Florida, was done by a Muslim Saudi who is here to be trained to be a soldier for Allah. And don't forget, my friends, the number of Muslim Americans who joined ISIS and other jihadi organizations all over the world. Yes, indeed, it's only a few of them because it is not the right time yet. And when the right time comes and Muslim will have the upper hand, it will not be few, but it will be thousands of Muslims who will be attacking Americans, even though they claim to be Americans. Now, my friends, let's look at another fact which is given by Mr. Barack Hussein Obama. That is when he said...
Now, we do have another fact that we have to acknowledge. Even as the overwhelming majority, and I repeat, the overwhelming majority of the world's Muslims embrace Islam as a source of peace, it is undeniable that a small fraction of Muslims propagate a perverted interpretation of Islam. This is the truth. Groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIL, they're not the first extremists in history to misuse God's name. We've seen it before across faiths.
Here is another deception of Mr. Obama. That is when he said, overwhelming majority of Muslims are peaceful, only few of them are radicals. How many are these radicals? I can guess what, 10%, 15%, or may some would say 20%. Let's go for the lowest number, 10%. 10% of 1.7 billion Muslim in the world today, that is 170 million Muslim believers. Now you tell me, America, if 170 million Muslim is a small number, then we don't have to worry about terrorism and Islam. That's not a small number. Let me be naive and say only 1% of the Muslims are radicals. 1% of 1.7 billion is 17 million. Imagine with me, America, 17 million Muslim men out there, they desire one thing and one thing only. They desire the destruction of America. Let's talk about America itself. How many Muslims do we have in America? Let me be very naive for the love of winning the argument. Say we only have 10 million Muslims live in America. 5 million African-American Nation of Islam and 5 million foreigners from the Middle East. Now, what is 10% of the 10 million? That's 1 million. Whoa, forget about the 10%. We're going to go just for 1%. What is the 1% of the 10 million Muslims who live in America? That is 100,000. Do you understand the number? 100,000? Yes, indeed. That's exactly how many Muslim believers in America who are willing to die for Allah to kill you and your children. That is exactly the small number which Mr. Barack Hussein Obama is not making a big deal about. 100,000 Muslims live in America who call themselves Americans and they wish nothing but the destruction of America. We have to be real naive to believe in this propaganda of small, tiny minority of Muslims who are radicals. And why they are radicals? Listen to what Mr. Barack Hussein Obama said.
It is undeniable that a small fraction of Muslims propagate a perverted interpretation of Islam.
Yes, indeed, my friends. This small, tiny percent in America, 100,000, in the world, 17 million, that is, if we go only with 1% of the Muslims, misunderstand the Quran. They misinterpret the Quran. Tell this to Allah who wrote the Quran. Tell this to Muhammad who practiced Islam the same way ISIS and Al-Qaeda and Fatah and Hamas and Hezbollah and the Muslim Brotherhood who were sitting in that mosque clapping hands for the Muslim President Barack Hussein Obama. And my proof and my evidence to you is this, my friends. Just read the Quran. You don't even have to read my translation. Read any English translation of your choice. Yusuf Ali, Shakir, Baktallah. You will come up to the conclusion. The problem is in Islam, not in the Muslims who are victims number one of Islam. Once again, listen to Mr. Obama.
This is the truth. Groups like Al-Qaeda and ISIL, they're not the first extremists in history to misuse God's name. We've seen it before across faiths.
In other speeches, Mr. Barack Hussein Obama emphasized about that statement a little bit more by mentioning the Crusaders as extreme Christians, as Mr. Obama stated. And once again, here is my response. The Crusaders were responding to the Muslim actions after 470 some years. Muslims attacked the Christian countries in North Africa and in Asia, even the country of Spain and the country of Turkey. They were about to take over Europe from the east and from the west. And that's why the Crusaders came to exist. They were defensive warriors. They were fighting to defend their countries. And no person with logic or common sense will see that there was anything wrong about the Crusaders. But another very important fact, the Bible does not teach us like what the Quran teaches the Muslims. You will never see a verse in the Bible by Jesus or any of his disciples which commands the Christians to go and fight for God or force the people to accept Christianity. These Crusaders waited for over 470 years. And when they found out that is the only way to protect their countries or trying to free some of the countries which were taken by the Muslims, like Israel and Egypt, that's why the Crusaders came to exist. It was not because of some radical teachings, as Mr. Barack Hussein Obama stated. Finally, Mr. Obama said,
but right now, there is an organized extremist element that draws selectively from Islamic tests, twist them in an attempt to justify their killing and their terror.
Once again, this is not a cherry picking of verses from the Quran. We're talking about 300 verses and many of the direct commands of the self-proclaimed prophet of Islam, Muhammad, for Muslims to engage in war and tell the people of the earth submit to Islam. These verses have already been interpreted by Muslim scholars, and all Muslim scholars are in agreement. They must perform jihad and they must kill the infidels until the whole earth becomes a Muslim state. Muhammad understood these verses very well, as we can read about that in his biography, which was written by his beloved ones, of how many invasions he committed himself and how many invasions he took all over the known world to his days by his followers, the thousands of Muslim believers who love death more than we love life. My friends, this propaganda of Mr. Barack Hussein Obama and Professor Todd Green will not pass the test of searching for the truth. The truth of what is written in the Quran, what is commanded by Muhammad in the Hadith, and how early Muslims, with the leadership of Muhammad, and the Muslims in the last 1400 years practiced Islam. And to continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election, please join us again for the next broadcast. And until then, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul, but now the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.